All right, fans, thank you for rejoining us here. A slight delay there. Medical emergency on the field. We are now past that. And it is
Brunswick ball after the interception by Christian.
Second play. Second offensive play interception.
So the second offensive play from scrimmage for Maruzak leads to an interception, and Brunswick will take over at the 42-yard line. So after three touchdowns and a big week last week for Joey Maruzak, goes ahead and gets picked off his first offering tonight. Definitely didn't see that coming. And back on the field come the Brunswick Blue Devils. And Vidini has it. He's got a hole. 35 to the 40. To the 35. Back down there. Down around the 23-yard line. A huge pickup for Vidini.
It was a good play by Caden Fife to wrap him up, or he would have been to the end zone and Brunswick would have had a 2-touchdown lead.
Unbelievable. All the way down to the 18-yard line. And here come the Brunswick Blue Devils. And Tyler, I gotta say, North Burlington almost looks like they're in a state of shock right now.
Yeah, definitely not the start you want to have. I mean, let Brunswick go right down the field, and then second offensive play, you throw an interception, and Brunswick's right now knocking on the door again.
And off to number 20, he has it. Oh, he gets popped down around, I want to say, the 6-yard line. So a 12-yard pickup there by Quentin McKinley.
Got another injury timeout. Cameron Woods had the tackle. I mean, he was one step from jumping forward. He would have been, if not in the end zone, within the 2 or 3 yard line. But unfortunately, another injury timeout.
That's true.
So another injury timeout. We're going to take a break on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Thank you again for joining us, KeonSports.com. And we're back on the KeonSports.com. It's a handoff. No, a good keeper there. Charette has it. And he's down. No, he's in. Great stretch there. Touchdown, Brunswick. Walks through it, Tyler.
Little keeper to the left side. He ran to a tackler about the 2-yard line. And I mean, if you're 5'11", you can reach yourself over. And that's exactly what he did. Left hand with the ball. Touchdown, Brunswick. They're looking to go up 14.
And Justin Hadley will come right in and try to make that 14-0. We are less than 5 minutes into this game. Brunswick gets up. It is good between the pikes. It is now Brunswick 14, your North Burlington Bears 0. We go to break at KeonSports.com. And the kickoff, Brunswick going left to right. Right to left. And he kicked it out of bounds again. So the all-star kicker, they call him five-star Hagler, now boots two kickoffs out of bounds. North Burlington caught a break there, Tyler.
I mean, both kicks he's put within the 3-yard line. So, I mean, he's got the distance. He's just got to angle a little bit more down the middle, and you'd have a...
Yeah, to the right.
You'd have a touchback rather than the ball going out to the 35.
Sure looks like it. A kid with that kind of leg, there's no excuse that's to be right. Kicking exactly. It out of bounds. Exactly. I mean, he can almost boot it through the post.
Over there, the ball's going to hook that man.
All right, here come the Bears. They need to do something quickly. Already down 14-0, but at the same time, they can't panic.
Yeah, not happening there.
Wow, here's a handoff, but about six Blue Devils all over them. We'll get you a number here in a second. All right, it's number 21, Antonio Simon. He got bottled up quick there, Ty.
Tomas Remock. 6'6", 280 was the first one to greet him at the line of scrimmage.
All right, no gain on the play. Second down and 10. The North Royalton Bears look to get it going, get it moving. All right, three wide, top of your radio dial. One far here to the screen. And Maruzak going to keep it? Nope. Can't make up his mind.
Wow,
now he throws it. Gets popped as he throws to nobody.
Kyle Charette with the big hit right after he let go of the ball, but there was nobody there.
What is it, 22? That's
what he was in. Not at all. And I'll tell you what, Tyler, early on here we are at the 6:47 mark, and North Burlington kind of looks out of sync.
Definitely not moving the ball fluently on offense. I mean, this is their fifth play, and they've gotten a total of, I think, 2 yards.
All right. Driving back here. Throws it Maruzak. He's got his man. About a yard shy of the first down. Riley Nurek on the catch. We'll see how they mark it, though. About a 9-yard pickup, and no, they're not going to move the chains. So about fourth down and one. Does North Royalton gamble here?
I'd say you have to. Down 14-0 in the first half of the first quarter. Looks like that's what they're going to do.
All right. They feel confident in Maruzak, fourth and two. They need their fans to get behind them here.
Oh,
he's going to drop back and punt. All right. He could do it all. And yes, he will punt. There it goes. Not a bad punt at all. It's going to get inside the 20. It's going to get a great Bears roll inside the 5. You better grab it quick. Oh! Nope, it's a touchback. And he was running his tail off, was Riley Nurek, but he could not get to it. And it goes all in the end zone. And the 5:55 mark of the first quarter, it's Brunswick 14, North Royalton 0. All right, fans, Vince McKee alongside Tyler Stotsky. Thank you for joining us on KeonSports.com. Brunswick comes out. 3 wide receiver sets, single back. Shrett hands it off to Vadini. Vadini's got it again. And he gets about a good 6-yard pickup.
Caden Fife again with the wrap-up of the legs. Keep him from going any farther.
Maybe about a 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6 to go, depending on where they mark it here. Marked it on the 25. And thank goodness we have a veteran spotter here helping us out. And he's only charging us $100 an hour, guys. What a deal. All right. Passes off. It's a good one. Shrett finds his man again. All the way out to about the 39, 40-yard line. And that was the guy who caught the touchdown pass, Jack Miller.
A little bit of a little bubble screen kind of play.
Gets fast.
Able to make some moves, and that's a first down for Brunswick.
It reminds me of a young Tyler Stotsky with those kind of legs.
Except I didn't play football.
All right, guys, Brunswick on the move again. Ball on their own 40, but they're looking good. A quick 20 yards right off the rip here. 3 wide receiver sets, single back formation. Gets it to Vendini again. Yep. No, quarterback has it. Unbelievable job. Fake me out, but there is a flag on the play. A 6-yard pickup for Shrett. If it stands, let's see what the referee says. What did you see there, Tyler?
Holding.
Okay. So the first thing to go right, really, for North Royalton there. You know, he's making the face mask signal, then he's making the holding signal. Which one is it?
Holding the by the face mask. Okay.
Like you said, that's the only way that you've been able to slow down the Brunswick offense is get him to commit a penalty.
No doubt about it. All right. That's the line we go. First down and 20 from the 30. I like that easy math. Keep it at zeros.
Love it, love it, love it.
So here we go. We got 4 wide. Maybe not. It's a tight end. Let's see where it's going to line up. Yep, 3 wide. For Charette. And here he comes. Drops back, throws it. Has his man wide open again, but he overshots him. And that looks like it was Jacob Dye again.
That pass was about a foot lower. They would have gotten back to the original line of scrimmage, if not more. But pass is too high, and first little hiccup for the Blue Devils.
Yep. Now let's see how they can handle adversity. You know, when things are going good, it's easy, but when you get that little bit of adversity. All right, so here we go again. 2 wide to our side, Tyler. 2 far wide. In motion goes Vendini. It's a keeper, poorly designed play, and he will go down in the backfield. Does Charette. Not sure about that call in 2nd and 20.
Roy O'Malley comes up with the big stop. Didn't let Shrett get much farther, and they're actually going to lose 3 yards on that.
Yep. Now, 3rd down and 23. Is this guy calling me out? You want to play it safe here. 3rd down and 23, 3:55 to go. Beautiful job there. Handoff. He might get some big-time room here. Here he goes! 45-50 out to the 46. And my, oh my, they try to play it safe, but a huge pickup. What happened there, Tyler?
Run to the right, which they've been very successful tonight. Look at that, Caden Fife with another tackle that saves potentially a touchdown, as if he would have gotten the corner completely, he would have been gone.
Unbelievable.
Wow, that was a 20.
as it stands, we're going to get the official count on the yardage. About 27-yard pickup there by McKinley. And the dual backs of Vadini, McKinley, and then you got the quarterback Shred who can run it.
He's got time.
And he's got plenty of time. He finds his man. That's the touchdown man there, Miller. And about a good 12-15-yard pickup. I'm sorry, that was number 5 who caught that.
Emmert.
Dylan Emmert. Unbelievable. They are continuing the roll. About a good 16 yards.
First down there. Brunswick thought they might have been slowing down after they were, what, first and 30, first and 20?
Yeah.
Now they're
first and 30
again.
Here we go again. Off to the side he goes. 38 to about the 25. Again, that's McKinley. About a good 3-yard pickup.
Trying to get the left side, and it looked like he was trying to follow Emmert, who was the blocker, and got tripped up behind the blocker. Gets 3 yards, though.
Yeah, and they're rolling right now. Second and 7, 26-yard line. And actually, you know what, Tyler? No, stand corrected. It was a flag on the play.
Holding.
Another holding.
Another holding. Now moving back. So holding called against Brunswick. Shot themselves in the foot there. Move back to about, they say, first and 7, but that's going to move any second out. And it'll be a first down and wait for it. I'm trying to do that math in my head, Tyler. What is that?
It's looking almost 20.
First and 22?
22.
Yep.
Yeah, I had one that
you got a thing there where you can hit for holding.
All right, so here comes Brunswick looking for the call. And they're right in the worst spot possible here with the window.
I gotcha.
So 3 wide, single back formation. Here's Charette. Drops back. Has his man. Yeah, he does. Finds him. 23 has it. Yeah, what, about 8-9 yards, would you say?
Yeah, worked their way back to the original line of scrimmage.
It's about 12 yards. So Jacob Dye with his 3rd catch already of the night. And Jacob Charette, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 completions already in this first quarter. Just rolling it down the field. And Tyler, my phone is ringing by 3 different people already tonight. I can't understand.
Important guy.
But no, I'm not. That's I'm not. Stop calling me. For the love of God, people. You know what I'm doing right now.
Keeper.
Oh, the keeper by Charette goes nowhere. And Charette goes down. So now a 3rd and 5 to go.
Patrick McConnell.
A little bit longer, about 3rd and 7.
And Nicholas Trotnow blew up that play.
All right.
And now?
3rd down and 14. Unless you're dyslexic, then it's 3rd and 41.
I'm dyslexic.
There we go. So here comes Charette now. 3 wide, single back, drops back. Good blitz coming there by North Royalton. They go after him, can't get him, then the kid's wide open. First down, Brunswick Blue Devils. 23 again, Jacob Dye having himself a night. About a 15-yard pickup for Jacob Dye. And Tyler, North Royalton's defense buddy, they can't get off the field.
No, I mean, you have Brunswick with 2 first and 20s. They wipe those both out. Now they're knocking on the door of the red zone in the final minute of the first quarter.
All right, single back formation again. This time it is. It's McKinley. McKinley's got it. Good hole there. And he's all the way out. 9, 10-yard pickup there by Quentin McKinley. Yes, they're going to give it to him. First down. And I'm going to need a calculator pretty soon, guys, because they are piling up the yards in this first quarter.
Very powerful run. It's up the middle.
Third possession here. Less than 30 seconds to go. We'll see if they run another play.
No, they're not
going to
run.
That'll be it.
No. And it looks like that's going to be it. All right, guys.
Yeah, it was under 35 seconds. Yeah.
All right. So we'll be right back on the Keon Sports Radio Network.
Oh, I know.
Up next, an interview with Brad Bornival. All right, here we go. Second quarter underway. Brunswick looking to march it in. First down and 10. Ball on the 12. The North Royalton Bears. And as we said, it's almost like the North Royalton Bears and their fans have been shell-shocked here. I don't know if anybody saw this coming. Here comes Brunswick again. And handoff. He's got his man, Vadini. Vadini down to about the 5-yard line, Tyler.
A little run up the middle, trying to get to the left side once he cleared the line. North Royalton brought him down, but I mean, you need a turnover in this area now. You can't let him, especially with Justin Hagler, you have to force him to have a turnover. You cannot at least give him a field goal.
No, I mean, you would figure from this distance with Hagler, 3 points is a sure thing, but you want that over the 7 by all costs. All right, another keeper by Charette. He's got an angle. He is good. 4-5. He's in there with a hop. And here comes Brunswick. Now 20-0, only 40 seconds into the second quarter. And hold on to their hats, fans. This one might be a shootout if North Royalton can wake up. What did Brunswick do right that time, Tyler?
They found the corner. They've been tremendous on running the left and right corners. Charette with the handoff. I mean, he had one man to beat by 3 yards, and that's exactly what he did. Touchdown.
Brunswick pops it in again, now up 20-0 for all you soccer fans out there. 20-0 for your American football fans. It's up. It is good by about 40 yards off the... There's some added insult right there, Tyler. He actually bounced it off the band sign.
Yep. Nice little souvenir for a few minutes.
All right, there it is. 21 for Brunswick. 0 for the Bears. We'll be right back on the Keon Sports Radio Network. We're back here at KeonSports.com. Vince McKee alongside my guy here, Tyler Stotsky. And the kickoff, Brunswick boots it. It's Hagler. He actually gets it straight this time all the way into the end zone. It will be a touchback. 21-0 when we come back. We'll be North Royalton football. All right, we're back. Joey Maruzic has his work cut out for him as North Royalton down right now, 21-0. Vince McKee alongside Tyler Stotsky. All right, 4 wide. Here comes Joey Maruzak. He's got no time to throw it. Down goes Maruzak. Another sack by the Brunswick Blue Devils.
Edward Sebestos brought him down as he was trying to create some room and at least get some yards, but good stop.
Excellent job. All right. Looks like we've got another 4 wide coming out. 3 on one side, 1 to the top. Single back formation. Maruzic has it. Looking, has his man. Got him there. Nope, dropped it. In the hands and drop. That was Nick Avanco right in the belly button.
Nice little slant route. Would have been close to a first down. Would have gotten him probably 9-10 yards. But now, unfortunately, they're facing a 3rd-and-11 where they don't have any momentum offensively.
No, and a start from Maruzak, nobody saw it coming. He is now unofficial on these stats, very unofficial, but looks like 1 for 5, 9 yards, an interception, and a sack. Good. He absolutely tore it up against North Ridgeville last week. All right, 25-yard line to start it. Here he goes. Maruzak, he's on him again. Another it bounces around. Let's see how the referee calls it. Yes, it is an interception. Looked like he was getting sacked. Ball bounced off of somebody.
Up in the air,
and Brunswick got it. And you got to be kidding me right now. Brunswick getting every single break you could think of. Unbelievable. Tyler, what in the world just happened?
He was running into trouble. He just had to get rid of it, and unfortunately he threw it in the direction of somebody. Somebody either tipped it or threw it off a helmet or a shoulder pad, and Kyle Schrett with his second interception of the day, I believe.
No, Joey Maruzak.
No.
Oh, the kid who caught it.
Yeah.
My bad.
So, I mean, I think it's his second interception in 14 minutes of game time.
Unbelievable. Meanwhile, his brother Jacob is tearing it up for Brunswick.
Well, they're knocking on the door in the red zone again. So.
All right, here we go. 1st and 10, 22-yard line. Schrett drops back the pass, has his man again. He's got it. I'll get 8-yard pickup there, once again, by Jack Miller, the kid who... About 5 yards by Jack Miller. What are they doing right out there?
Everything. Creating separation that when they're running, they're able to create some holes. And, I mean, with 3 different people that can run the ball, they've done a phenomenal job.
So Jacob Charette, only 1 incomplete pass right now. He's taking those short routes, like you said, some bubble screens. Here we go. Oh, there it is. He fumbles it, picks it up, going to run with it and recover about 1 yard, maybe back to the line of scrimmage, would you say?
Yeah, nice effort to continue the play and be able to, like you said, get back to line of scrimmage. third and six from the 17.
Yeah.
I like my chances with the Shred.
Even those little screens are just working big time right now for them. Speed kills, and you're seeing it on the defensive side of the ball big time for Brunswick. And now, all right, Vandini looks, yep, it's going to be Nicholas Vandini in the backfield with Charette. Three wide again. Here we go. Rolling out, has his man. Go, oh, almost, no, got it!
Touchdown.
It was an eyelash from being picked off, but no, no, no. Gets in the hands of number 23, Jacob Dye. And guys, if you were here to see this, I swear to you, Brunswick is getting every single thing to go their way. Tyler, that ball should have been picked off. Instead, it's not. It's a Jacob Dye touchdown.
Killian O'Callaghan was about a millisecond too early on that dive, or that would have been an interception. But a great, great catch by Dye to stay with it. And, I mean, once O'Callaghan missed the catch, he had the ability to walk in.
And the place kicker, Hagler from Brunswick, kicks it so far and lands in the baseball field behind the football field stadium. I'm not even joking. It is 28 Brunswick, North Royalton, 0 on the Keon Sports Radio Network. Unbelievable as we begin again, 28-0. Brunswick to kick it off. You got to believe this one's going to get to the end zone. Yep, there it goes again. This kid's unbelievable. Brown should have brought him to camp this year. All right, ball once again. The future Walsh University Cavalier. Boon it.
We can only hope.
You know the kid's trying to impress Tyler Stotsky. You can't tell me any different.
Browns may have to use him.
28-0, absolutely. Browns should have definitely brought in this kid. 9:17 to go. Tyler, a ton of time left on the clock. What does North Royalty need to do to calm everybody down right now?
Show some life on offense. They have not shown any life on offense. I mean, if Brunswick scores again, we're in the running clock aspect of the game. So, I mean, you have to do something here in this drive.
High snap, filled it greatly. Handoff's got it. Oh, he's got room to roam. About a good 15, 16. He's still going. Almost 18-yard pickup. Antonio Simon. Antonio Simon, the high snap filled by Maruzic, got it to him, and that's exactly the kind of play North Royalton's going to need. Officially a 19-yard pickup.
You just got to be able to gain yards in a quick fashion, and that's the way you do it.
I'm not used to calling North Royalton numbers so far tonight. It's been all Brunswick. All right, Maruzic drops back. Has a man wide open the flat. Not going to get him, though. He's going to go down, and he had 26 wide open. Nobody was even near him. Instead, Maruzak keeps it.
Away.
Or the sack.
Edward Sebestos, his second sack of the night.
Yep. Second sack of the night already on Maruzak. As mentioned by my spawn color man there, Tyler. All right. Three wide again. Nope, going to bring out that fourth guy, number 26, for four wide. Single back. I'm going to get a name with that number here in a bit. Number 20.
You almost have to go four wide right now to try to make up some ground.
Hunter Kaminsky. Oh, high snap! Over his head! Here comes Brunswick! It's a scramble for the ball. Maruzak gets to it. Guys, I've been doing high school football for about 5 years. This is unbelievable. Ball all the way down to about the, what, 18, Tyler?
You spotted on the 20.
On the 20. Wow, that's a generous spot. All right.
Generous spot.
Wow.
William.
Over his head by about 5 feet.
Came pretty close to recovering that loose snap, but.
Should be third down. The third and 29, 7:41 to go. Yeah, I mean that wasn't even close. North Royalton just backing themselves up. Yes, it was. Handoff. Kind of a give a play there by Simon, and he might have fumbled it. Nope. Keeps it. I thought I saw a Brunswick kid dive on it. Simon on what can only be described as a give a play there, Tyler. I mean, how else would you call that one?
Yeah. Third and 29, a little 4-yard run's not going to do you much. And, I mean, now North Royalton's going to punt the ball away and give Brunswick their fifth possession in the first, basically, quarter and a half.
They better field this punt. Like, don't snap it over his head right now.
most dangerous play in high school football.
Yes, it is. As we said, Joey Maruza, oh, good snap there. Maruza gets the kickoff.
That's a good punt.
Beautiful punt. Gonna bounce. And man, that turf, that ball was flying off of it. Down about the 37. We'll see where they spot it. Took a bit of a Bears roll there, they did, Tyler. Nice roll. I mean, that referee's standing about 35, you want to say? Said Antonio Simon on the punt. That looks like Maruzic. All right, fans. Thank you for joining us. KeyOnSports.com. We'll be right back. 28-0 Brunswick. Here we go. First down and 10. Schrett hands it off to Vidal. He's got it. And about a good... Oh, man. They can't bring him down.
Good 9 yards.
Vandini should have been down after about 4 yards. Pushes forward. Gets a good 9 yards there. Nicholas Vandini, my fellow Italian. Some pasta and meatballs that time around. And Tyler, he put a little sauce on it.
He did. I mean, that's something they've been doing all night long. When they're running it, they're making moves, pushing forward. And I mean, he went an extra 5 yards when play should have been dead.
This is incredible. It's a keeper this time. Schrett has it. And he's got room to rumble. Here comes Schrett. All the way down to about the 47-yard line. And they are making it look easy right now. Jacob Schrett, about a good 8-yard pickup there.
Brady Humble, the senior, was the one to bring Schrett down, or it would have been a potential bigger run down the left side. Schrett almost reminds me of Ian Kipp that I saw last week at Menor. The dual threat where he can run the ball, he can throw it if he needs to.
Here we go again. Here comes Brunswick. Handoff this time.
He's gone.
He's gone. 25, 15, turn 5. Touchdown, Blue Devils. Good night, Irene. 46 yards. Nicholas Vandini putting on a clinic. Walks through it, Tyler.
Found the right side gap. Beat the safety, and that was all she wrote on that one.
These are holes so big that the legendary sports writer Brad Bourneville could run through them. The holes are that big. Unbelievable. Brunswick, they should have tried. I mean, look, they traveled pretty well. The fans enjoying it. This one's kicked to Jupiter, and it is now 35-0 with 5:33 left to play. Tyler Stosky, what are we seeing, my man?
An extremely good offensive team right now.
I couldn't sum it up any better than that. We go to break. And we got a roaming beat reporter sitting next to us in the box, summed up this first half with two words: total dominance. Tyler, do some play-by-play with kickoff. Let's hear your best play-by-play.
Hagler steps up, kicks the ball high.
Well, you know
deep,
what's going out of the
end. And it's about 8 yards deep in the end zone.
And that ball travels to Mexico. It better have a passport. 5:33 to go. And Tyler Stotsky made an excellent observation during the break. North Royalton down 35-0, but what group of kids aren't fazed by that?
Having fun. Cheerleaders getting them going. Who knows what'll happen this second half.
All right, here we go. Maruzak goes down again. They cannot block for this kid. I've never seen it. I'll tell you what. I haven't seen a Brunswick team like this since they won the state title. This is unbelievable right now.
Tomas Remak again.
Jeez.
I think that's his second sack of the night again.
Maruzak tastes the turf for the third straight time. Well, he had an interception before that. This is just getting to the point of absurdity right now. Joey Maruzak waking up to a nightmare at this point. 35-0. It's been all Blue Devils. Under 5 minutes to go. Single back formation. 4 wide. Maruzak calling the singles right now. Gets the ball. Drops back to about his 4. Looking for a slant. Nope. Holding on to the ball way too long. I don't know what he's doing. He goes down again. Another sack. Every time he's got that kid open in the flat, he's not throwing it to him.
Edward Sevastos, his third sack in the first half.
You can't get 35 points on one play. So if you're going to get a 4-yard dump off, take it at this point. Absolutely. Fans, just a reminder here, in the OHSAA rulebook, if a team's up by 30, starting in the second half, it's a running clock. Here comes Maruzak. Drop him back. He wants to go deep. He's got his man wide open. He's got it all the way down to the 46-yard line. A 34-yard pickup. We'll wait for the number, Tyler. Who caught it?
16. Michael Singer.
Michael Singer with the catch.
I mean, that was the first time I've seen North Wilson have some sort of separation from the defense. Like, he had the defender by a good 3-4 yards, and, I mean, that ball was perfectly placed over his right shoulder, and he was able to make the catch going down the sideline.
All right, first down and 10. 44. Maruzak dropping back again. He really needs to take that dump off. Smart pass, finally. It will only get him about a yard, but it's better than a 10-yard sack to Simon. They're going to have to find a way to block for this guy, or this is going to be a quick second half. I mean, what do you do? I mean, what do you do at this point?
You got to try to move forward as best you can. I mean, well, like I know you said, whether you get a yard at a time or you get a big play like that where you get 36, hey, at this point you're down 35 points.
Right.
Clock's ticking towards halftime.
Yeah, but
you're not going to have that much time in the second half considering it's going to be running clock.
Very true. But you want to score a touchdown here to make sure it's not a running clock going into the second half. So you need to, like you said, kind of take your time. Make sure you get this touchdown. Ain't going to happen. Another sack. This is like Tyler Ostowski coming home from Giant Eagle with all these sacks of food.
Brian Kletch with the sack. I mean, but going back to your point, if North Royalton runs down and scores, Brunswick's been able to score it at ease anyway. So, I mean, okay, you give Brunswick, if you get down that far, you give them a minute, they might be able to score in that time.
No doubt about it. 31 minutes in.
Timeout, Bears.
All right. Timeout, North Royalton Bears. 2 minutes, 45 seconds to go. You're listening to the Keon Sports Radio Network. We're back. Third down, 14. For North Royalton, three wide, top of the screen. Guy comes in motion here, 22. Maruzak drops all the way back. Deep ball. He might overshot. Here's an interception. Big time interception right to him. He's got it. That's Miller. Emrit. He's got it, and he will get all the way back to the Brunswick 38, and that's just the kind of first half it's been. Now the third interception for Joey Maruzak.
He had no business throwing that ball.
The kid was open at first, and then he
underthrew it.
Big time. Three interceptions now for Maruzak, and let me count them up. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 sacks. Those are unofficial numbers. We're going to check with Brad Bourneville at halftime. But right now, that's 3 interceptions and 5 sacks for a nightmare night for Maruzak.
I mean, he had him open for about a 10-15-yard gain, but then he cut to run downfield, and he had the man beat, but he underthrew the ball. So, I mean, a good idea, but you need to have that pass on the money because you had 2 Brunswick defenders down there.
Yep. Unbelievable. All right, 4 wide. Brunswick ain't going to slow down anytime soon. Here comes Charette. He's outside. He's going to get 10, about 14 yards, maybe 13, 14 yards, and out of bounds.
Oh, look at that. He found the hole again.
You think? He's got all day and a massive hole to run through.
And I mean, if Brunswick's doing it right, they're creating these holes. There's no penalties. They're doing it perfectly.
And look at North Royalton. They're not even set on defense. They're scrambling to get ready. And I'll tell you what, Tyler, if Brunswick would have did a quick snap there, the kid would still be running into the end zone because North Royalton was a mess. All right, 3 wide, top of the screen. Drops back. Does Charette. Gets it off. Wide open.
Got him.
Kid gets popped. Still holds on to it. No. What did the referee signal just now? He definitely caught that ball. Okay.
Catch.
I was going to say.
Paul Lembitz, a phenomenal catch to go up and get it.
Unbelievable.
I thought originally that ball was going to be overthrown, but he hesitated,
that was a picture,
went up and got it.
Yep. Incredible catch there. Referee, for a split second, looked like he was saying no good. I'm like, what are you looking at? But definitely a catch. Here comes Brunswick. First and 10. 2 minutes to go. Vance McKee alongside Tyler Snotsky. 4 wide, single back. They've been doing that all night long, Tyler. Charette gives it to Vendini, and they finally get a hold of him. Nope, he's a tank.
Forward. He pushes forward.
He gets hit about a yard into his run every time and just keeps pushing. Vadini, 5 yards.
Yeah, with 4 yards after contact.
Yeah, he's dragging him 4 yards every time.
North Royalton better get onside right now. They just look
they
lost.
They don't know what they're doing.
Another timeout. And North Royalton's defense, number 3 there, clutching his arm. That might have been part of the problem, but man, oh man, they just look lost.
Royalton called another timeout. Is that a Royalton timeout?
That's a timeout on North Royalton. They had to call it. Minute 23 to go in the first half. 35, Brunswick, 0 for the Bears. And they do the right thing and switch it to an official timeout because of the injury. Here we go. Back, we come. Brunswick has it. Charette rolls out, looking for his man, looking, takes off. Wide open hole, you don't say.
Touchdown.
And it looks like a touchdown. Oh. No, they're going to mark it down at the 1.
But it's a first down.
Definitely a first down, and about a 15-yard pickup for Charette.
North Royalton scrambling to get people off the field. They're going to quick snap it at the 1.
You would think. All right, here comes Brunswick. Finally under center.
Oh, false start.
Oh, it was brother. They went to his... Nope, that was Jacob. For a second, I thought I saw 29 take it.
Procedure against them, so it's going to be first and 6 from the 6.
And in the pros, under 2 minutes, you run the clock on that. I don't know about high school. I don't know legal procedure. Tyler, you know that rule?
No, I'm not sure.
Cleveland.com, do you know that rule?
For what?
In the pros, it's a 10-second runoff for a legal procedure. Not, high school,
sure.
No?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
All right.
It is.
We are sitting next to Cleveland.com's top writer, my longtime, dear, close personal friend. What was your name again?
Oh, it was Cameron. I'm not a top. I'm just a freelance writer, though. Yeah.
Just joking. Cameron.
Timeout.
And there is the timeout. Who called it this time? Brunswick, I'm guessing?
Brunswick.
Brunswick calls it. We'll be right back. KeonSports.com. Be a sponsor. CoachVin14. Yahoo.com. Put my children through college. And we're back. Brunswick. First down and 6. Charette drops back. Oh, overshoots his man. Might have got held there a little bit. Didn't call it. Second down goal from the 6. 46 seconds to go.
I mean, that's the...
Only his second incomplete pass the entire first half, Tyler.
I like the play call.
I just can't get over how quick these kids are. I mean, they are lightning fast.
It's definitely... It's helped Brunswick tonight with... I mean, if they're not pushing through... gaps on the offensive line, they'd be able to break free with just their speed alone.
Here comes the snap. Oh, bumps into Vandini. Gets off with it anyways. McKinley, actually. No, sorry, McKinley there. Taken down. No gain for Quentin McKinley. Third down.
Nice
even if, you got to believe even with a good field goal here, you know, Hagler can make it. 38, 8 points for running clock.
Now why does he call the timeout? That don't make no sense.
Brunswick looking to take this all the way down. I believe it's 3rd and 6. It is. So 3rd and goal from the 6. Timeout call.
That was a weird...
38-minute mark here of the second half of this broadcast. 18 seconds to go. Here's Charette. Looking for his man. Throws wide open. He had 4 guys wide open. North Royalton. Holy smokes. Touchdown to number 32. 22.
Nick Hoover. I mean, he was wide open.
They're moving, Tyler, they're moving so quick, I cannot keep up with this. I'm embarrassing myself. This is unbelievable. 6-yard touchdown pass to Hoover. And it is now 41-0.
There you go. It's good.
This ball will land somewhere in Cuba. It is 42-0, 30. About 13 seconds to go. All right. 42-0. Thank you again for joining us.
What do you say to your team?
Alexa Schwertha and Tony Bogan, just got an update from them, as you guys know. They are calling the game right now. John Marshall and Ravenna. Ravenna winning that one 52-0. Just unbelievable.
Touchback.
And that ball is crushed. A huge touchback. 42-0, 13 seconds to go in this one. And at this point, do you just have Maruzak take a knee and not get sacked again?
Yeah, I mean,
what's the
13
point?
13 seconds, take a knee, or maybe a little handoff, let him run the ball and take it in the locker room and try to figure some sort of plan for the second half, which I mean, you need something.
And the knee by Maruzak will do it. We go to the halftime, 42-0. Stay tuned. We're going to have Brad Bourneville here in a second and some words from our sponsors. This halftime show is brought to you by Frankie's Italian Cuisine, Mullins Construction, also MDG Flooring, and if you're in need of quality flooring for your home or office, look no further than MDG Flooring in Medina. There is nothing that Steve and his talented staff cannot handle. Call them today at 330-725-5252 or stop in and visit them at person at 3812 Pearl Road in Medina. Tyler, we talked in the pregame about houses, roofing. You know, you gotta have a good roof on there, but you also have to have it painted very nicely. I know a guy, Charlie the Painter. You know him too.
I do.
Can you tell me about Charlie the Painter?
Does your home or office need a new paint job by a real pro? If you answered yes, then contact Charlie Powell with Charlie the Painter Company today. He can be reached at 330-941-0465 for your next big or small job. You can find him on Facebook at Charlie the Painter. He's been in business for 14 years and does each job to perfection. They cover it all, doing both commercial and residential. You get the most bang for your buck that you'll find anywhere. A reasonable cost for excellent work.
You know, also, we talked about fitness a little bit earlier. If you guys are looking for a place that's always open, check out our friends at the Workout Factory. Tell Lee Connolly that Vince McHugh sent you. And again, guys, it's the Workout Factory over there in Parma. But I'm going to let Tyler handle this next one, because these are actually friends of him and his girlfriend, Middlefield Nutrition. Tyler, you wrote this. You're the perfect person to talk about it.
If you're serious about eating healthy and enjoying tasty treats that are actually good for you, then Middlefield Nutrition needs to be your first stop every time. With the most delicious shake flavors you'll find, this family-run business will take care of your every dietary and taste need. Visit them today and see for yourself why they have everyone talking. You can stop in at 14960 South State Avenue in Middlefield. Say hi to Jen and Jeremy. They'll take care of you.
And guys, we have a very special guest here. A friend of mine, a hell of a writer, and in the writing industry, we all stick together. You know, it's a fraternity of brotherhood, in all honesty. My man here, Brad Bourneville. How's it going, bud?
Hey, pretty good. Nice to be here. Thanks for having me on.
And Brad, you know, before we get started, where can we find your writing at tonight?
Well, tonight's going to be in the Medina Gazette. We got all six games, because I think there's a county matchup in there, so we'll have all six games in the paper tomorrow.
You know, the first half, 42-0, so many different things we could talk about, but really, Brad, the one thing me and Tyler noticed, the gigantic holes Brunswick has to run through.
I mean, it's unbelievable. If you would have told me they had 391 yards of offense and 19 first downs in the first half, no way. I'd have thought maybe the game, but they're just blowing. I mean, the trenches is definitely being won by Brunswick on both sides.
You know, the other thing, you stole my next question. I was just about to bring that up. They can't keep Maruzic upright.
Well, yeah, I mean, Maruzic, this kid's going to Akron, and I think Akron's stealing him. I've seen this kid, you know, all 4 years of his high school career. He's fantastic. And, I mean, he's 3 of 8, 3 picks, 45 yards. I'm sorry, yeah, 45 yards. They have, 51 yards total offense. They've run 13 plays. The key to beating North Royalton is to make sure Joey Maruzic doesn't have the ball. They had it for 6 minutes and 17 seconds in the entire first half. So, I mean, that defensive line is doing a number on North Royalton.
What do you think the key going into the second half that really North Royalton can make something out of this game instead of it being a 42-0?
Well, Royalton gets the ball to start, so they got to score quick, because that clock's going to be running from the time they start to the time, you know, until it's under 30 points. It's that running clock rule. But, I mean, Maruzic can do it. You saw it on that 38-yard pass. I mean, he can have 3rd and 19, and it's a first down, no problem. They just have to, first of all, they have to figure out how to shut down that defensive line that's just getting in on every other play. And if they can do that, I mean, Simon Antonio's good enough, Joey Maruzic's good enough to get them back in this game. 42 points, I don't know, but it all starts right up front. And, man, you got to stop that defensive line by the run.
One last question for you, and because it's only week two, I still feel comfortable asking this. So week two, we've seen a little bit of everybody at this point, but honestly, Brad, who, you know, pick 3 or 4 teams. Who do you really think is going to make a statement this year and should be a real threat to go all the way?
Well, you know Hoban's going to win, probably win D2 again. Look out for Barbon. I mean, obviously they've been good the last 2 years, you thought maybe when they lost their running back, the first team Ohio running back, that they would take a step back. They're not taking a step back at all. And obviously, Maslin's got everybody back last year from that team that went to the state final.
Well, let me ask you this. One last question, because we were both there. You know, kind of a fun, you know, let's remember something fun for a second, because this game is a disaster. Would you say that game that we saw together with Maslin and Akron Hoban, the one we just brought up, would you say that's one of the greatest high school
football games
you've
ever seen? It was fantastic, because, you know, you could have written Maslin out at halftime. They come all the way back, and it took a first down with, like, a minute left.
Punt.
I'm sorry, yeah, right, on the fake punt, just for Hoban to win that game. But you know what? It's a new year. They reloaded. The Knights are ready to go. As Jeff Clark says, Caden Clark's father, it's nighttime.
Unbelievable. So one last time, Brad, where can we find you, bud?
We're going to be in the Medina Gazette tomorrow.
All right. Thank you, sir. All right, fans. That segment with Brad Bornable was brought to you by Game Day Sportswear. Tyler, what can you tell me about Game Day?
Where are you going to get the latest gear for your favorite school or team?
I just told you, Game Day Sportswear.
Well, you might be able to get a nice Browns,
all right,
some Browns gear for the home opener on Sunday. Game Day Sportswear in New Franklin has you covered to make sure you're decked out in your favorite teams from head to toe. It doesn't matter what school, what team you pull for, because they're with their custom screen printing, anything is possible. Just tell them what you want and it's done. They offer heat press, embroidery, and vinyl printing. Visit them today at www.shopgameday.net. Or in person at 941 West Nemecilla Road in New Franklin. Check them out today and walk away looking good every single time.
We'll be right back with the second half.
Should have a running clock in the second half.
And the second half is brought to you.
It should be a quick second half, so I'll call you when I leave it.
Thanks, fans.
The stadium, okay?
Second half is brought to you by Great House Cleaning. Their top priority is customer service and ensuring that the people that hire Melissa Cusack are not only satisfied but wowed by her service. Guys, long story short, go on Facebook, look up Melissa Cusack with Great House Cleaning LLC. Tell her Vince McKee sent you and she will hook you up. Your house, your apartment, your doghouse, your car, whatever. This woman does it all. There's nothing she can't clean.
Might be in the doghouse if you know.
Yep, Great House Cleaning LLC. Also go see my guy, James McConville. Sold my dad a car, sold my wife a car. The guy does it all. Cars, boats, whatever you need. Jim McConville, head on in. Helene Kia, I'm in North Olmsted on Lorraine Road. Also soccer shots. My daughter Maggie plays it. She loves it. And it's called Soccer Shots. The grass will be green soon enough, and the pitch is perfect for some outdoor soccer action. Sign them up today. Soccer Shots. You live in Kirtland, Mentor, Willoughby, that area. You need a house? Check out our girl, Teresa Save in Real Estate at Century 21, Asa Cox. Also brought to you by Airport Go-Kart and Top Tier Performance. We'll tell you more about Top Tier Performance and Michelle Marvelous Travel Memories after the game.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the winner.
And as we begin the second half, 42 to nothing. My notes are scattered everywhere, so I ask you guys to go ahead and bear with me and Tyler for a second. Here they are. So just to recap, Tyler, and Lord knows if we'll be able to get all this in quick enough. Here's your scoring recap. 35-yard touchdown pass to Jake Miller from Charette at the 10:01 mark of the first quarter for Brunswick. Then a 6-yard touchdown run by Jacob Charette. Touchdown run. Another 6-yard touchdown run by Jacob Charette at the 11:20 mark of the second quarter. Then at the 9-minute and 17-second mark. All the second quarter, 6-yard touchdown pass to Jacob Dye, 46-yard touchdown run by Vedini, and then finally, as the closing moments of the second quarter ran out, a 6-yard touchdown pass to Nick Hoover. That gives Brunswick a 42-0 lead, and Tyler, that is where we start the second half, bud.
I mean, first half was the Jacob Charette show, basically. I mean, he accounted for
we're going to do it 3 weeks in a row.
Five of the six touchdowns in the first half. So I mean they've done everything right for the duration of the first 24 minutes.
All right, reset the clock.
Well, you know the ball's going in the end zone, so
it's booted by unbelievable. Tyler, check me on my math, but would that not be his sixth? That's his seventh, right? seventh kickoff of the game. So it's the six touchdowns and that.
Yes.
Seven.
Five of them have gone in the end zone for touchbacks.
Oh, we got the running clock now.
Justin Hagler.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Five touchbacks on seven kickoffs. The kid who is looking at Mount Union and John Carroll for soccer. Or he might make the smart choice if there's room for him, because Lord knows everybody wants to go to Walsh.
Injured player, timeout, change possession, end of a quarter.
All right.
And a score.
Okay, and we are going to bring on the score. We're going to bring on the keeper here. And as you just heard him in the background, unless there's an injury, a score, or a change of possession, thank you, sir. Yep. The clock will not stop. Here we go. Maruzek has it. They're going to work quick. Here's Simon. He's got room to rumble. Here goes Simon. All the way to the 50, all the way out. And about a 30-yard pickup. They'll mark it about 29, but Simon ripped that one right off. 27.
A good play to really get that first half going. And like we talked about at halftime, I mean, you got to...
Where they spot the ball.
They have to have some sort of momentum
42,
to make this game somewhat competitive. I mean, they're not going to come back to a 42-0 deficit.
No doubt. And, I mean, and Simon Antonio can pick up yards and bunches like that, too.
Can.
So, again, apologize for mispronouncing his name in the first half. It's not Antonio Simon. It is Simon Antonio. So, Simon Antonio. Let's see what they do now. And you know what? I know it sounds crazy. They need to speed up, but at the same time, they need to take their time, because every time they do something quick, they turn it over. Here's Maruzak. He rolls out. Maruzak has his man wide open. Finds him at about the first down marker. Looks like he got it down to about the 43.
Good catch by Riley Knurk for him to find the open man.
Yep.
Another first down for the Bears. And I mean, they're
only his fourth completion of the game for Maruzak. Yeah. But Tyler, like we said, you know, they're probably not going to win, but they want to get it under that stop clock. I'm sorry, that running clock. So they need to take their time and get this done properly. I think they know a win's out of the question. Try to go back to Antonio, and he's brought down in the backfield for a loss of two.
And the same thing as the first half. The Brunswick defensive line, they have showed their dominance tonight with really keeping North Royalton up. Grounded for the most part, and that was another play that they blew up from the start.
Yeah, it's been a recurring theme tonight. Maruzak checking the wristband, got the signal in. All right, four wide single back formation. I believe that's Antonio behind him. It is. Maruzak calls for it, drops back, looking. Now he's under pressure. He's gonna have to run it again, trying to get away from the defender. He does. Now he does to the line of scrimmage, and all that for about a yard as the clock continues to run.
Once again, defensive pressure from Brunswick. Well, their focus has not changed since the first half, and I'm sure Brunswick head coach probably pounced on it at halftime. Hey, guys, bring that intensity out for the second half, especially on the offensive end, the defensive end, and you're gonna make sure that you guys have a statement game.
No doubt about it. Here's Maruzak again. Maruzak going deep. He's got his man wide open in the clear. No! Underthrows him. No need for a flag. And incomplete. Some people in the press box wanted a flag, but Tyler, that looked clean to me.
It did. He underthrew the ball. I mean, he would have had to overthrow the ball in order to complete that pass, and he underthrew it for, I think that's his third or fourth underthrown deep pass. And I mean, the first two got him into trouble with one interception. And
yeah. Here's Maruzak again. Three wide, man in motion, takes off, drop back, looking, going deep again. This should be picked off. Nope. Overshoots everybody. Threw it into a crowd of three Blue Devils. And that will do it. So a change of possession is the only way we're going to stop the clock. Maruzak launched that one. And Tyler, the unofficial stats, as I look at them, I only see four completions on the night for Maruzak. One of nine, one for 9 yards, one for 36, one for one for 10. So definitely not the night that kid had envisioned.
No, and I mean, it's as this game continues to shift towards the end, I mean, we're seeing what the message is tonight. Is Brunswick is for real, and they're showing it tonight.
And that's going to be the high, you know. Oh, good handoff there. Good pickup. About 8 yards. As the backups are in for Brunswick, so we're going to ask you to deal with us for a little while before we get these new numbers. Number 7.
Brandon Coney.
Yeah, quarterback Jonah Clement. So the backup quarterback Jonah Clement, number 7. I'm going to write his number down first. And Tyler, who got the handoff there, bud?
Brandon Coney. Push forward for about 5.
What number?
37.
So Brandon Coning in the game at running back. And fans, we ask you to bear with us here.
Handoff. Right. Coning goes left side.
Bops.
He's pushing forward. He's going.
This kid's a third stringer, and they can't bring him down. About a good 5-yard pickup for Coning.
He was pushing for that first down.
Wow.
They didn't give it to him,
though. Oh, I got him right here. So, yeah, Brandon Koenig, unbelievable. 2 carries, 10 yards right off the bat.
Well, that second carry only would have been maybe 6 inches, but he kept those feet moving, and
yeah, looks
now
like
it'll bring up 3rd and 1.
Yeah, looks like they don't know what to do with the chains here. It's going to be about a 3rd and 1 inch, or are they going to – referee's got to make a decision here. You got to make a decision, ref. Yep, first down
first
it is.
Down.
All right.
The clock doesn't stop at first down.
Clock should keep running. Because of the spot, referee winds the clock. It's the pleasure of all of us in the box. 42-0. And it looks like my main man here, Tyler Skotsky, will be home for that late dinner.
Got that right.
That's a real indecision on the referees out there.
Jonah Clement has it. 3 wide again. Hands it off to Koenig. He's got room to rumble. A good 12-yard pickup there for Koenig. And who? Nope, I'm wrong again. 43 had that ball. All right, 43, Paul Nall. Love the name. So Paul Nall, 12 yards, and he touched it last week too. I mean, everybody's running the ball. Charette, Koenig, McKinley, Nall, Vadini. Brunswick doesn't need to pass it, and even when they did, they tore it up.
I mean, they had, what, 200?
Out flag.
290 rushing yards in the first half? Something like that?
Yeah, over. I think Brad said 361 total offense. I mean, it was just impressive.
And, I mean, they're continuing to do the same thing.
Referee not signaling to stop the clock, so this actually helps
no
Brunswick.
There's no stopping the clock on a penalty.
I know. But, like, this actually helps Brunswick. You know, the 10-yard penalty, whatever, doesn't matter because it just means more and more clock. One of the weird situations in high school football where a penalty actually helps you, especially when the referees have mass confusion going on right now. Wind that clock. I mean, look at this. Brunswick's going to give up 10 yards for about a minute and a half of real time. Not bad.
Hey,
I'll take that trade off.
Yeah, exactly.
With the way you're moving the ball, why not? I mean, I'm sure North Royalton isn't too pleased with the referees right now taking their sweet time.
Why did they move sideline markings as well as the penalty clock?
It shouldn't
make any sense.
Somehow, some way, it's still 1st and 10 after all that, but
yeah,
here we go.
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense at all.
Referees not on their game right now. Incomplete pass. You know, you're up 42-0, though. Why not give the Jonah Clement a chance to throw the ball? I don't blame him.
Killian O'Callaghan almost had what could have been his 3rd interception tonight, as he was just a tad off of intercepting that one. I mean, for the bright point of the North Royalton defense tonight has been O'Callaghan, as he's been the closest one to making
a play.
I mean, if he does reel in those 2 interceptions, this might be a different game.
Well, that one in the end zone was unbelievable.
Yeah.
And off there, we're going to see if it was Nolly or Koenig. It was 37, so it's Koenig for about 2. Our eye in the sky, Tyler Stotsky.
I mean, now I think we're just going to see Brunswick just going to ground and pound. I mean, already we're going on 9 minutes elapsed in this 3rd quarter. And Brunswick's had it for the last, what, 6 minutes? And they've only run, I think, 5 plays?
Another pass and a 1st down. So Brunswick having fun right now. As that was Jonah Clement dropping back and hitting his target for about a 13-yard pickup and a 1st down. Joshua Sear on the catch. We're going to give it to him for 13 yards. And, yeah, man. We're about 2.5 minutes away from the wife's handing the husbands the car keys and saying, go warm it up, honey.
Well, the car should have been warmed up from the first, literally, whatever, to 2 minutes in, whenever Brunswick finally scored first.
At least it won't be a long traffic jam for us in the box. Hand off again, it's Koenig. Good rush there. About a good 8-yard pickup for Koenig.
Put your head down, push forward. It's all they're doing.
I can see another touchdown happening here real easily. I mean, Brunswick doesn't look like they're going to slow down. Their backups are as good as their starters.
They're making holes. They're making holes and running through them. If you want to use the cliche.
Mm-hmm.
The
well, you know, a lot of lazy sports writers are gonna take that headline this week. Is Brunswick back? But hey, you know what? I would too. I'm not gonna lie.
I mean, yeah.
Here's Koenig again. He's got room.
He's pushing.
Here he goes. They cannot bring him down. He's gonna be all the way down to the 16, and about a 12-yard pickup. Brandon Koenig, 12 yards on the pickup. Another first down for the Brunswick Blue Devils.
I'm sounding like a broken record, but I mean it's
32 yards already.
Repeat.
Huh?
Just pushing forward. Hey, get the ball, run forward.
This kid comes in the game as their fifth option. 32 yards on this drive alone. Nicholas Vandini in the first half, almost 100 yards. Actually, I think he went over 100 yards. You had Charette every time he kept it, dominating. And then obviously, McKinley, he was a speed back. About 50 yards for McKinley. Here's another handoff. Again, it's Koenig. He's got it down, and they can't bring him down. I mean, he's not even that big, Ty, but he's just moving four or five guys at once.
The roster's got him at 5'4", 160.
Holy cow.
That one, I mean, he had the line pushing him that time, but...
He's a fire plug.
He's pushing, keeping those legs moving, and now he'll run to the sideline, get a drink of water for a job well done on this drive.
Oh, yeah. Unless this is a touchdown, this should be the last play of the quarter. Yeah. Only way it's not if it's a touchdown.
They're not going to.
4-6 formation. No, they finally blow up the line. They bring down Paul Null. That will do it for the third quarter. It has been all Blue Devils, 42-0. We'll be right back with the fourth quarter on the Keon Sports Radio Network. All right, we're back as we begin the fourth quarter of action. It will be brought to you by Top Tier Performance, Chris Walker. And Top Tier Performance is the top combo for any athlete looking to improve his or her game. He offers a wide range of services, including personalized one-on-one training, semi-private training, which will range from 2 to 4 people, and he will even go out and meet first responders to personally train them. Look him up on Facebook or call him at 216-789-7540 or email him at cwalker199571@gmail.com. And mention Keon Sports, and he'll give you a 15% discount on any training session. Again, guys, look him up. Chris Walker, Top Tier Performance. Mention Keon Sports, you get 15% off. Looks like we have some scores coming to us very shortly here. Thank you, sir. Nordonia blowing out Woodridge, 44-10. Nordonia all over Woodridge. Also, we saw earlier, it was Ravenna. At last check, our Alexis Werther and Tony Brogan were there, 55-0. All Ravenna.
St. Ignatius on top of Menor, 21-7.
St. Ignatius.
Early third quarter.
21. Here's Koenig again for Brunswick. Here comes Koenig. This kid wants it. Touchdown, Blue Devils. Oh, walk us through it, Tyler. You got to get. Hey, the kid's a fish stringer. Give him some love.
I've said it a bunch of times. He pushed forward, and I mean, it kept going.
Unbelievable. Brandon Koenig.
What's this kid's name? 37?
And for Brandon Koenig.
Koenig?
Yeah.
For all you compulsive gamblers out there, how far will this bar go? Nope, it's a different kicker. He boots it.
But it's good.
Good kicking game in Brunswick this year when the backup blasts one about 40 yards past the goalpost. Now 49-0 on the Keon Sports, my voice just cracked, I don't know why, network. All right.
Well, and you know where the ball's going.
To wrap up that point, again, it was Top Tier Performance. Chris Walker, a lot of you guys are boxers and MMA fighters that listen to me, listen to the podcast. Not just me. That sounds egotistical. Listen to us on KeonSports.com. And, if you're interested in MMA or boxing, that's a different kicker. That's why I didn't go in, I don't think. Oh, he gets popped anyways. out to the 18, 11 and a half to go. But again, guys, all joking aside, if you're interested in MMA, boxing, you just want to get your life together in some form of athletic, you know, kind of competition, go to our guy, Chris Walker, because that's what he's there to help you do. And you get 15% off. Mention us. All right, so now do we see the North Royalton backup since it's 49-0? I'd have to believe so.
I would believe it. Yep.
They need you on your game now, my man.
We got, looks like Michael Piazza.
I went to school to Michael Piazza.
Gonna take over.
Under center?
Over center, yes.
11 minutes to go. That clock cannot run fast enough. 49-0. Brunswick playing a light defense.
21.
Well, it's Simon Antonio again. So Simon Antonio, respectable 1 yard there for the North Royalton Bears. And our own Tony Bogan must have heard us asking for scores. It is now 59-0. The Ravenna Ravens all over John Marshall. Kind of wonder why that game's even on their schedule. All right, 2nd and 9 to go. North Royalton Bears. Smart to get Maruzic out of the game.
He's taking a beating, so it wouldn't help.
Back to pass. Here comes North Royalton. They got it. 10 yards, 11 yards. About 16-yard pickup there.
Number 16 on the catch. Michael Singer. Nice little slant route.
Good night there for Singer. He's got 2 catches, 36 and 16 yards for Singer. And guys, once again, that quarterback in there, Michael Piazza, getting his touches.
Yeah, another kid got beat up.
Number 8, Piazza. You know, definitely a smart move to sit Maruzak. All right, hand off to 38, and the backfield a little bit about minus 2 yards there.
Yeah, that play was blew up by...
We're looking at all the sophomores. That was Anthony Greco on the run, so Anthony Greco gets stopped.
Jacob Roque Sandich.
2nd and 12, 9:21 to go.
Long 9:21.
And our timekeeper couldn't have said it any better than I could have. It's going to be a very long 9:21. 4 wide for North Royalton. Single back formation for Piazza. Drops back to pass.
Here comes the blitz.
Here comes the blitz again from Brunswick. Nice. And he gets it off, though. Good composure.
Oh, out of bounds.
Out of bounds, but definitely good composure.
Oh, no.
I mean, would you agree to not take that sack and make the pass?
Even though he continued to play.
He's on the sideline there. Towel around the neck. Standing there.
All right, North Royalton. Incomplete pass there by Piazza, but again, good job scrambling. As we look for a number here, a number 7 on the North Royalton Bears.
Timeout, Bears.
It'll be right back. Way to go. And we're back. Indians up 1-0 in the 3rd for you baseball fans. Here's Piazza, 4 wide. Has time.
Oh,
nope.
That
pocket closed quick. I jinxed him. And he goes down. The second I said he had time, also it just collapsed on him.
Carlos Andrevet was one of the first ones in there. And I don't have the number in front of me, but I believe that's 7 sacks?
Yep.
By the Brunswick defense tonight?
Well, let me call him up. 1, and then 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You're close. 6 total.
6, okay.
Not bad.
Now it'll be 4th and 15.
They're doing the smart thing here at punting. North Royalton will...
No point. No point in trying to extend the drive.
They almost had a kid run on the field from the sidelines. Shows how disorganized they've been tonight. A rough night for North Royalton. Good punt here, though. We'll roll all the way down about the 27, 28-yard line. Brunswick will take over looking for more points. As they lead it, 49-0. The only question now is, will they go 8 for 8 on touchdown drives? Place your bets, gamblers. And we'll use this opportunity to tell you about our last sponsor of the night, Michelle Marvelous Travel Memories. If you're looking to get away like we are, and you don't know where to go this winter, contact our girl at Michelle Marvelous Travel Memories. Look around Facebook, Michelle Bernard, with Michelle Marvelous Travel Memories.
Here's something that doesn't make sense to me.
What's that, bud?
North Royalton's out for it now that their marching band's playing the final countdown.
Yeah.
how ironic is that?
Wishful thinking. Hands it off. That's Paul Null, I believe. Let me double check. Should be Null. It is.
Correct.
So, Paul Null.
No.
Oh, nope. Somebody else at 47. Who's 47?
Anthony Castrogano. All
right.
Push forward for five, which, I mean, has happened all night.
And now taking over on the next play for play-by-play will be Tyler Stotsky. Welcome in, Tyler.
And we'll see what happens from here. Brunswick taking their good old time, which we are incredibly okay with. 6:30 to go. Because now here we go. Brunswick comes to the line. Two on the near side, one on the far side. Hand off. Runs up the middle, gets close to the first down.
And again, 47.
Castrogano.
Castrogano.
They get a different quarterback now than they did on the last drive. Number six.
Yeah, you're right.
On a game of first down.
Ethan Fritz, in at quarterback.
It's another third string quarterback from Brunswick.
Oh, he'll lead him to score. Don't worry.
That's gotta be fun for him.
Brunswick just taking their time.
Well, Brunswick, a lot to build off of here. Great momentum going into week three. A home game against Rhodes. Also, Tony Bogan sending us a message right now. Bogan, that is a final. Ravenna 61. And John Marshall 0. Unbelievable.
Ran to the right side. Castrogano's gonna get 1 yard.
Yeah. Tell you what, Tyler, how about you do play-by-play the rest of the game? I'll do color.
I'm good with that.
You wanna have some fun?
Yeah.
Alright, so Tyler Stotsky taking over at play-by-play.
You know, we're probably going to see the same play over and over again for the next 4.5 minutes, but
I
hey.
I kind of wish they didn't take that
okay.
Coney kid out of the game. I was enjoying watching him run.
In
5 foot four, blasting it all.
He was running like he was 6 foot, 300 pounds. Run, run, push, push, push. One to the far side, two to the near side, but it's not going to matter. They're going to run the ball. Hand off, left side.
Might be a face mask there.
He did have a handful of face masks, but...
Really, didn't he?
He did.
Looked that way.
Number 18, Ryan Flanagan, sophomore, had the run. Get about 3 yards.
Even in a game when it's 49-0, Tyler, though, you want to see him throw flags and that kind of stuff. I mean, you don't want kids getting hurt. I understand it's a blowout, I get all that, but at the same time, you don't want to see anybody get hurt.
Considering the score, very few penalties.
Yeah. No, I was just thinking the same thing. Extremely low amount of penalties tonight.
I think Brunswick, that they've only had, I think, three penalties. And
no personal foul.
Two of them were on
kicking the ball out of bounds.
Offensive holding. Or okay, they would have five.
Right.
Two holdings that they basically wiped out and went down and scored, and then two out of bounds. I mean, they've been very clean tonight. They've been sound on all assets of the game.
No doubt. Looks like Kantrovitz again with the handoff there, about 4 more yards. And the kettle corn smelling good through the window on Sunday.
Oh, it is.
Good chicken wings tonight. I have no idea who supplied the food for the Royalty. And if you know, let me know at coachman14@yahoo.com. The chicken wings were amazing. The pizza?
Are they bringing on the punt team?
Not so much. So here comes the punt team. Fourth and four to go. And if you thought you knew excitement, you have never heard Tyler Stotsky do play-by-play of a punt. The big pressure's on now.
Looks like Jacob Swarotka will be back.
He's standing the Fox 8 music. Sorry.
At about the 33-yard line. So we're just under 3 minutes to go.
The band is playing everything they could think of.
Hey, they're having fun. They're getting into it. Left-footed kick is a good kick.
Yes, it is.
Sail out of bounds about the 20-yard line.
But on a punt, that's not a bad thing to go out of bounds. Beautiful punt.
Nice.
West Royalton will take over. 2:46 to go. They're down 49-0.
And all eyes on the two most important people in the stadium right now, the referee and the scorekeeper up here sitting next to me in the box. 2:46 to go, and everyone wants to see that referee lift up that right arm and make it spin.
First and 10.
And he does.
From the 26-yard line.
Well, they didn't score on all eight positions.
Three to the far side, one to the near side. Piazza throws over the middle. Knocked away. Xavier Whipke on the coverage. Pass was intended for Jacob Lipchak. Just the tad over 2 minutes to go. It'll be second down and 10. Handoff up the middle, met about a yard in front of the line of scrimmage.
And another score, this one courtesy of Scotty Piker. The Perry Pirates 31, the Chardon Hilltoppers 15. So Perry and Drew Schiano stay hot.
I'm not surprised by that one considering the 9 touchdowns he threw last week.
Oh man, a no-brainer for the Jenny's Popcorn Player of the Week. And this week it could be any host of the Brunswick Blue Devils, I'll tell you that much.
Pass from Piazza.
I'll tell you, this Piazza kid's got an arm, but actually they might have got picked off. I think I jinxed him again.
We're waiting for the signal. It was either complete or intercepted. And by the body language by the Blue Devils, it was a complete pass.
Well, that's
yeah,
fine.
Yeah, it is intercepted.
The official call on the field is... They're winding the clock, so it's got to be a catch.
Fourth down. Fourth and one.
I'll tell you, though,
Brandon LoBlanco.
Piazza's got an arm on him.
He does.
Guys, if you like what you heard tonight, let us know. CoachVin14 at yahoo.com. Again, CoachVin14 at yahoo.com.
Escapes.
He's going to get popped if he doesn't get rid of it.
And North Royalton is going to turn the ball over with about 27 seconds left.
And because it is a change of downs, it will stop the clock one last time for the night. You got to believe Brunswick will take an E and send everybody home. Wait a second. How'd they get a first down?
I didn't think he got it, but...
Doesn't matter. It was a joke.
Terrible call there, but...
Ten seconds to go.
It doesn't matter.
Quick throw.
Go down, kid. Don't get hurt.
LoBlanco. Gets to midfield and a late flag.
On time down.
What was it? Personal foul, helmet to helmet?
And helmet to helmet.
Tyler, cancel those dinner plans.
And they're going to wave it off.
All right.
That'll do it. Ball game.
Common sense takes over. All right, fans. On behalf of Tyler Stosky, this has been Vince McKee. Have a good night, everybody. Your final score from North Royalton is chaos ensues in the box. To cap off a night of chaos. 49-0. Brunswick moves to 2-0. North Royalton will look to regroup next week when they host Highland. They are now 1-1. Again, drive safe. Thank you, Tyler Stosky. Sign up for Walsh University. Have a good night, everybody. Thanks.